You're listening to Sage Spirituality, reaching back, leaning in, and seeking out a deeper experience with God, with your host, Joel Marvitt.
I'm your host, Joel Marbet, and this is Sage Spirituality. And I just want to take a few minutes and talk to you today about our new book, The Exponential Life. The Exponential Life is actually just kind of a blueprint of the journey that my life has taken since I realized that I had to become a disciple of Christ. I know it sounds kind of crazy being raised in a Christian atmosphere, becoming a believer as a teenager, going to Bible college, going into ministry, and even making it all the way to the mission field, only to realize that I was not a disciple of Christ. And also realizing for me that I had so much to learn about my spiritual life. Somehow I had inverted my priorities. You know, God had made salvation a first step, and somehow I had allowed the step of salvation to become a last step. Isn't that what we do in so many of our Christian lives? We pray for people to become believers. We press them to become, to come to church with us, maybe on special events or whatever. And then when they go forward and they repeat a prayer and they sign a card or they raise their hand, we feel like we've accomplished the goal. But that was never anything we found in the entire New Testament. I realized that example is not found in the New Testament. What is found in the New Testament is an invitation to follow Jesus, an invitation to a lifestyle change, an invitation to a transformed life. And, you know, several years ago, I was challenged by a professor and a friend to write this book that would actually reflect my experience in spiritual formation and discipleship. So I started writing it, and by the grace of God, I wrote it very quickly. I actually wrote the book in only 2 weeks. But man, then I started doing the editing. And over a course of time, I had some friends that helped me edit the book, and I think we went through 8 or 9 editings and before we put it in the publisher's hand and it was released. And when it was released, it became the hot new release on Amazon, which is amazing. I could not believe it. And God has blessed us. We are selling dozens and dozens of copies, but we're getting reports from around the United States. We're having people tell us that it's filling a niche in their life. It's given them an opportunity to go a little bit deeper in some of the things that we talk about here on Sage Spirituality. But one thing I want to do really quick, and I just want to take a few minutes, is talk to you about what exactly is the exponential life. Now, I know when a lot of people would hear that term exponential life, they may think, well, is this some kind of like prosperity gospel secret or some kind of insight, or maybe he's going to give us some kind of secret prayer, secret knowledge that other people don't have. And I just have to be very, very transparent. There's nothing secret or unbiblical or, you know, that's new that I'm bringing forward. What I am is bringing forward is just tried and true theology that's been laid down from the very beginning, from the Gospels all the way up into our modern time. It's theology that's been confirmed. It's an invitation. It's accepting of an invitation by our Master. Something very, very simple. Like Jesus told us, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. You know, how do we follow him in the 21st century? How do we take up our cross? How do we deny ourselves? And that's what the exponential life is talking about, because the challenge is right now we do not live in a Middle Eastern cultural reality. I doubt very strongly that there are very many sheep herders that are listening to my podcast, but if you are here, man, God bless you. Give us a shout out. Let us know you're out there listening. I doubt very seriously that there are very many fishermen that are listening to this. I don't mean guys that enjoy fishing, but I mean men that actually make a living by fishing. And if you're out there, again, let us know you're listening. But I think most of us live in the same reality. A lot of you live in walled communities, or you may live in gated or closed communities. May live in apartment buildings. Most of the listeners, you work a 40-hour week, and you kind of just have your grind and your reality. And your reality of being in debt and having a mortgage and having kids and having to pay for college and braces and all of those good things, maybe you feel like you're limited in following Jesus. And I think the exponential life is applicable to every person that's listening to my voice today. So I want to encourage you to take a step. Maybe you don't enjoy reading. If you don't enjoy reading, give us a few more months from the release of this podcast, and the Audible version will be available. But I do want to ask you for a huge favor. Would you prayerfully consider picking up The Exponential Life and taking a journey? It's 12 chapters long, a couple hundred pages. And would you be willing to take that journey? Would you be willing to actually maybe even lead a small group or ask some friends at work if they would walk with you through it and just see how God helps you to grow in your journey? I want to thank you for listening today, and God bless you. And we look so forward to our next time when we come back to the table here at Sage Spirituality. God bless you.
Thank you for being a listener at Sage Spirituality. You can find the book, The Exponential Life, at Amazon.com. You can also visit FSCPublishing.com for more information about the book and other works by the author. There is a direct link to the book in this episode. Thank you for listening to Sage Spirituality. We will see you next time.